Run to Beaver Towers by Nigel Hinton. Read by Nigel Lambert. Welcome to Beaver Towers. A witch, some friends, and danger. How would you like to be carried away on a kite? How would you feel if the kite took you over the mountains, over the sea, and far, far away from your home? That's what happened to Philip in the story Beaver Towers. He finally landed on an island and met a little beaver, Baby Bee, and his grandfather, Mr. Edgar. The old beaver told Philip about the terrible witch, Oyin, who was capturing all the animals on the island and locking them up in the castle called Beaver Towers. Philip soon became friends with the beavers and the other animals who were still free, Mrs. Badger and three small hedgehogs. These three hedgehogs look after Doris, a rusty old car. And because their names are Mick, Anne and Nick, everyone calls them the Mechanics. Philip decided to help the animals, and after many dangerous adventures, he defeated Oyin and sent her back to her horrible master, the Prince of Darkness. You can imagine how angry Oyin was. And when Philip got home, Oyin came to his town to get her revenge. The story, called The Witch's Revenge, tells how Philip escaped to Beaver Towers and how Oyin followed him and tried to catch him. It was a very scaring time for Philip, but in the end, he managed to destroy Oyin by a clever trick. Now Philip is back home again, and because Oyin is dead, he thinks that all his adventures are over and that he is safe. But you can never be sure with magic. Lots of strange things can happen.